If you have listened well to this series of listening over the last few weeks and applied everything you learned, there is no doubt that you are a better interviewer, and as a result, a better recruiter and manager. And this means that the savviest talent will be naturally drawn to you and will tend to stick to you for the number of reasons we went through over the last few weeks. But in case you haven't listened to the series and would like a summary or perhaps even a teaser that might motivate you to go back and listen to the series, I'll provide a summary right now in three simple statements. Now, mind you, this is not going to cover near what we did in the series, but whether you listen to the entire series or can really understand this short list, what matters most is implementation, without which you will just return to the default mode, which in my experience in observing others and in my own life is typically not ideal. So here you go. Here's the quick list of principles that were included in the series. Number one, stop talking and listening and start listening. Number two, remember your objective. Number three, be curious and not smart. So let's go over what each one of them means. Stop talking and listen. As a friend of mine once said, his mother told him, she said, God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. If you're doing more talking in an interview, you're doing it wrong. You can't begin the listening process by talking. Number two, remember your objective, which is understanding and then serving them, the candidate well. A good leader is not a show-off, but a server of people. Not displaying his ego and how much he or she knows about the industry, but serving well by understanding the candidate's needs first. That begins in the interview. Number three, be curious and don't be smart. What do I mean by that? When you are good at something, in your case, real estate, the real estate industry, there's no reason to show off your knowledge. Leave that at the door. Instead, cultivate curiosity. Curiosity is a lost art in many people, except for the most successful people. If you want to be in their company, develop and follow your curiosity in each phase of the interview. That leads to great questions and even better knowledge of the person's true needs. And it's the only way you can then offer to meet those needs in any meaningful way. And I'm not talking about the surface needs. I'm talking about asking the five layers down of why questions to understand their real need so that you can meet that. So that's it in a nutshell. Those three, not everything we covered, but the primary principles. Listening, like any important skill, must be mindfully and purposefully cultivated. If you truly want to recruit and lead well, practice and learn this tool. You won't be sorry you did.